is no stranger to Kent, having been born in Tenterden and then educated in the Medway towns at Gillingham Grammar School. The list of interviewees reads like a global who's who and is beyond impressive. Please welcome back to Kent, on air, online, and here now, Sir David Frost.
Thank you for that delightful introduction, Dominic.
There's been a lot written about you, but I'm interested to know, when you look back at the last 40 years of broadcasting, what do you actually think back to and what you've achieved from those?
I mean, I think one hopes to achieve, as I'm sure you do, Dominic, from interviews, just to get the real thing out of people, what makes people tick and so on. John Smith once said, late Labour leader, once said to me, David, you have a way of asking beguiling questions with potentially lethal consequences. And I said, I'd be happy to have that on my coffin.
Is it a curiosity factor? Is it always about being curious as to what people have...
Absolutely. I think you've got to be born in this business with a sense of curiosity, of wanting to find out what people... Because a lot of it can be all just instinct or the end of things. I mean, there are two sorts of silence when you're doing an interview. There's one where... you know that, like Margaret Thatcher on the Belgrano, that you know that if you just shut up, she's going to go on. I'm going to get more out of it by shutting up. But then there's the other sort of interview where someone's absolutely forgotten what the hell they were going to say. And in that case, it's a really embarrassing silence, and you've got to fill it quickly, because 3 seconds, for instance, is this long. You see how long it is with the pause. And once, Michael Dukakis, when he was candidate for the American presidency in 1988, paused in answering a question for 26 seconds. Imagine 9 times that pause. Bewildering. It wasn't even a very difficult, challenging question. Really odd, really odd.
I thought I'd just try it out then.
Very good.